At the top of Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we have already mentioned many times, and the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis actually paskin, if Reuven is a Shimra and he gives a maton b'miksas, then it's boy kinyan. If Shimon makes a kinyan, then even if Reuven gets better, then Shimon would be koina. However, if Reuven gave a maton shchimra and he gave away all of his assets, then the din of maton shchimra applies, and divrei shchimra exchusuv v'melchum hasurin dami, and there's no requirement for a kinyan. However, Shimon is only koina after Reuven dies. However, if Reuven gets better, then there's an umdana that Reuven wouldn't have given away all his nechasim, and the only reason why he gave away his assets was because he thought he was going to die, and therefore the gift would not be a valid gift. And let's keep in mind that 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Aleph from the Beis, the Gemara stated, Amishmuel, Shchimra Shekasa Kol Nechasim Achayim, that Reuven, who is a Shchimra, stated, or he wrote, that I want to give all my assets to Shimon, and Afal Pi Shekonu Miyadai, Amar Chayza, Biyadua, Shloi Hayim Mitzavah, or as the Bach is Geris, Loi Hayim Makna, Elamach Mesmitza, that if Reuven gets better, then certainly the Kinyan is not valid, and Shimon is not Koina, even if Shimon already made a Kinyan. As we will see in a moment, we will see that Shmuel doesn't seem to hold like this, and the Gemara will ask a stira from this member of Shmuel on the member of Shmuel that we will see in a moment. And our Gemara begins, Itmar, we learned, Matna Shchimra Shekasa Ba'Kinyan, if Reuven, who is a Shchimra, wrote that I want to give all of my assets to Shimon, as we know, Reuven did not have to write any Kinyan, since he's giving all his assets away to Shimon, so that's a standard Matna Shchimra, and there's no requirement for any Kinyan, and Shimon would be Koina after Reuven dies. However, Lemaisa, Reuven wrote in the Shtar that it was a Kinyan, or as Rashbam points out, in Dibur Maschal, Shekasa Ba'Kinyan, Vuhu Adidim, in Kasa Kinyan, Ptecha Shtar, and even if he didn't write any Kinyan in the Shtar, or Yafilo in Kana Shtar Klal, or even if there wasn't a Shtar at all, El Shchimra Shehiskit, Savo Shchimra, Kishikola Kol Nechasav, Vigam Hikno Isam Ba'Kinyan Suda, Lemakal Matana, and the case of the Gemara could have been where Reuven actually stated that I'm giving away my assets to Shimon. Then Reuven also made a Kinyan Suda, and therefore, aside from actually stating that he wants to give away the Matana, he also made a Kinyan Suda. And since we know that Divrei Shchimra is Kechsuvim Chemesurin Dami, so therefore there was no requirement for Reuven to make a Kinyan Suda, therefore there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to how to paskin and what the halacha would be in this scenario. And Bei Rav Mishmed Rav Amri, and the yeshiva of Rav, they said over the name of Rav, Akavei Atrei Rikshi, that since Reuven didn't have to add in this extra language and didn't have to actually make a Kinyan, and he did so, that shows us that Reuven wanted to give extra koyach to Shimon, and it was actually done as a yifud koyach, and he wanted to make his koyach even stronger than it would have been, and based on the standard matna shchimra. It's as if Reuven, who was a shchimra, put his gift on two horses and made it even stronger. And the Gemara will explain this in further detail in a moment. Ushmuel Amar, however, Shmuel argues on Rav, and he states, Lo yadana mai adimba, that I don't know exactly how to judge this, as lemaisa Reuven didn't have to write a kinyan, and by doing so, there's a potential that he actually was trying to make this a weaker kinyan. Reuven wasn't trying to take advantage of the standard dinim of a shchimra, and the standard din that a shchimra doesn't have to make a kinyan. The Gemara will explain this in a moment, and the Gemara continues and explains the shita of Rav, Bei Rav Mishmed Rav Amri Akavei Atrei Rikshi, that Reuven placed this gift on two horses and makes it stronger. And the Gemara explains that by the fact that he actually wrote a matna shchimra and he also made a kinyan, he actually gave the gift the power of a gift of a shchimra, and he also gave the gift the power of a matnas bari and of a healthy person. And as the Gemara explains, Harei kamatnas bari, Harei kamatnas shchimra, that this gift has the power of matana of a healthy person, and also has the power of matana of a shchimra. And the Gemara explains, Harei kamatnas bari shim amet ein chayza, that first of all, it's like the gift of a healthy person, and even if Reuven would get better, that Reuven cannot be chayza, and even though he gave away all his assets, but by the fact that he added in a kinyan into the shtar, or he actually made a kinyan suda, so it was as if he was telling Shimon that I want you to be koyim no mechayim, and this gift will not only be chal achamisa. However, harei kamatna shchimra, this gift also has the properties of a matana of a shchimra. Shim amar halva asir l'pleini, halva asir l'pleini. And as we learned previously on Daf Kuf Memches, even though if a healthy person wants to be makna or milval peh to someone else, he cannot do so unless he does so b'mayim and shloshan, and this was only based on Tarkon Chachamim. However, as we saw, that a shchimra can be makna a milval peh, even though it's not b'mayim and shloshan, and it would still be a valid kinyan, and therefore over here, since he l'maisa gave this as a matna shchimra, then even though he made it a kinyan, it still has a din, then he could even be makna a milval peh to Shimon. And as the Gemara Daf Kuf Memches explained, either based on the fact that it's considered like Yerusha, and certainly a person that's Yerush's father, Yashin's all his halvois, and even a milval peh, and therefore a shchimra could also be makna a milval peh, or as the Gemara stated, then we compare a Shchimra giving away a milvah peh to the standard din of Maimon Shloshon, and Rabbanim were misakin that b'negei a Shchimra, there's no requirement for Maimon Shloshon, and all three parties do not have to be there. And let us see the Rashbam on the first of the middle lines, Akave Atrei Rikshi, Kamei Reich Ve'Rechesh, Hamakov Lerechesh, Kleima Hitl Shtei Keichus L'Tzerich Matanazu, Alidei Shekosuba K'dekotziv Rami Ba'asei, since he wrote a Loshon of Shchimra, therefore, Kol Loshon Shchimra, Nasa B'Keich Shchimra, can Fire Shekamei, Alidei Kinyin Shekosuba, and because they wrote a Kinyin, She'in Tzerich B'Tzavah Shchimra, and it wasn't required to write so in the Tzavah Shchimra, Elo B'Matnes Bari, so Nasa B'Keich Matnes Bari, Shem Omed Eina Chayza, the Kivin the Divri Shchimra, Kichsub and Chimisur and Damu, Ola Inyin Mikna La'achamisa Lai Tzerich Kinyin, Hilkech Liyafis Keich Shem Makal Matana Hikna B'Kinyin, Kedei Shlo Yuchel Lachsubay, Afilim Yamid Mecholyoy, Ayin Shom. However, the Gemara continues and explains the Shita of Shmuel, U Shmuel Oman, Shmuel stated, Lo Yadana Mai Edom Ba, that I'm not sure how to judge this scenario, as it could be like Rav stated, that the reason why Reuven added in a Kinyin is Liyafis Keichai. However, Zok Shmuel, it's also possible that Shemalei Gomalak Noisa Elo Bishtar, that possibly the reason why Reuven wrote in a Kinyin, or as Rashbam pointed out, that he actually said, I'm giving away my assets to Shimon, and then he made a Kinyin Suda, is because Reuven meant to say that I don't want this to work with the standard dinam of a Shimra, and I specifically want this gift to be Chal only through a Kinyin, and Lemaisa, since this gift will only be Chal after Reuven dies, and we know that in Kinyin Lachamisa, that Reuven certainly can't be Makna something that he previously owned after he died, as immediately when he dies, his estate goes to his family and goes to his Yershim, and therefore there's nothing for him to be Makna, and as the Gemara states, V'in Shtar Lachamisa, and a Shtar cannot be Chal Lachamisa, and the Kinyin Suda also can't be Chal Lachamisa. As Rashbam states, in Dima Masa, Lo Yadana Ma Idimba, Dilma Lo Yikona Klal Afilu Mes, the Kivan that have a Koni by Mir Ba'alma, but Tzavah Shchimra, Hoyev Lekashi and Achasim, that since he would have been Koina by Mir Ba'alma, and there was no requirement for a Kinyin, the Lom Li Su, La Knuya Besuda, so there was no reason that Reuven had to make a Kinyin Suda, Hilkach Iklam Ema, Mahada Hoda, Va'okim Mena Koyach Matna Shchimra, so it could be that Reuven wanted to be Oika, the Dinah Matna Shchimra, Be'in Reitish Yikna by Mir Ba'alma, El Be Kinyin Suda, Lamaisa, since Reuven's giving away all of his assets, therefore certainly Reuven did not mean that he wanted to be Makna his assets to Shimon at this moment. And certainly Reuven only meant to be Makna these assets to Shimon after he dies. And as Rashbam continues, Umahu Makloi Bahai Kinyin, Matna Shimrahu Makloi, Dahinu Lachamisa, Vein Shtala Achamisa, Elam Kin Hikloi Mechayim, Inami Ena Kinyin Kosubishtar, Vigama Shtali Nichtav Klau, El Shasiva Venosim Mechayim, Kona Kosubitzavos Shimra, Umakna Besuda, Ein Kinyin Tefish, Shle Niskavan Haklis, El Lachamisa, Demiak Shemis, Lofnu Kosukami Yoshin, Visula Chai. And before we continue, let's just point out that as we stated, Rashbam learns that our sugya is not necessarily only talking about a scenario where Reuven wrote in a kinyan in the shtar, but even to be talking about a case of a kinyan suda. And in addition, Rashbam points out that our sugya is not talking about a matna shchimra b'miksas, and we're talking about a case where Reuven was giving away all of his assets to Shimon. However, ayin teisa diba maschol matna shchimra shkasuba kinyan, where he actually argues on both points of the Rashbam, and the Rashbam actually brings down this pshat of Taisis at the beginning of the Rashbam at the top of the Amid, and he actually argues on this point, and he brings Raius against Taisis, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues, V'rami d'Rav ad'Rav with Shmuel d'Shmuel. I'll bring you a stira from the different member of Rav and Shmuel on their words over here, and there will be a stira from Rav on Rav and Shmuel on Shmuel. The Shalach Rav Mishmei Ravo, the Rav sent the following halacha from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Ravo. Havu Yoda Yisha Shalach Rav Elazar L'Goyla Mishum Rabbeinu, that you should know that Rav Elazar sent to Golus in the name of our great teacher, referring to Rav, Shchimra Sha'ama Kisvu Tru Manal Plainu Mes, Ain Kaisvi Nisin, Shemalai Gomalak Nase El Bishtar, Vein Shtar Achamisa. If Reuven was a Shchimra and he said to someone, I want you to write and I want you to give $100 to Shimon, and that was all of his assets, then Reuven died before they have an opportunity to write the Shtar and give the Shtar to Shimon. Rav Paskins that you would not write the Shtar and you would not give the Shtar to Shimon, and Shimon would not be coined this Matana. And Rav explains, because although Reuven was a Shimra, but a Maisa by the fact that he wrote Kisvu Tzu, we have to be choshish that maybe he didn't want this to be konui to Shimon unless Shimon actually made a kinyan. Since we have a cloud that in Shtal Achamisa, therefore Shimon was never koina, Shimon wasn't koina bar mir ba alma. We immediately see that there's a question and there's a steer on Rav. At the top of the Amid, Rav stated that in the case where Reuven writes in an extra Lashon, and he writes in a Lashon kinyan, that Akve Atrei Rikshi, and he was actually Miafes Koichoi, and why does he say over here that Shemalai Gomalak Noise El Bishtav in Shtal Achamisa? And it seems that Rav is going based on the sheet of Shmuel and Lachir to steer on Rav. And the Gemara continues and brings a stir on Shmuel, because Ba'am Rabbi Yehuda on Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Hilchasa Kais Menoisin, the halacha is that you would write the shtar, and you would actually give the shtar to Shimon. Once again, we see a stira from Shmuel on the original member of Shmuel, as Shmuel, the top of them, had stated, Lo Yudana Mai Adunba, and he stated that Shemalai Gomalak Naisa El Bishtar, Be'in Shtar La'achemisa. Therefore, the Gemara states, Kasha Durava Durav, and Kasha the Shmuel, as the Shmuel. And the Gemara answered, Durava Durav Le Kasha, that there's no stira between the words of Rav, Had Ekonomene, Had Le Ekonomene. The case of the Gemara at the top of Amid was where Reuven actually gave him Matnash Chimra, and he said, I want to give these assets to Shimon. Not only did he do so verbally, but he even wrote it in the shtar, or as Rashbam pointed out, that he even made a Kinyan Suda. And therefore, Rav explained, it must be that he wanted to give an extra Koyach to Shimon, and as he stated, Akaveh Atri Rikshe, and Harei Kamatnas Bori, Harei Kamatnas Shimra. However, in our case of our Gemara, we're talking about a Shimra, Sha'oma Kisvu Tru Madal Plaini, that although he said, I want to give this Matana to Shimon, but it's as if he made it tonight, and he said, the only way this Matana should be Chal is only if you will write and you'll give the Shtar to Shimon. Lemaisa, since they didn't do so therefore, potentially the Matana wasn't Chal at all, and certainly we can't say that this was done Liyafis Kaychoy of Shimon. And the Gemara continued, the Shmuel, the Shmuel, Le Kasha, and the stira between the words of Shmuel is also not Shver, as the second case is B'miyafis Kaychoy, as in the first case, we're talking about a scenario where Reuven just said that I'm giving this Matana to Shimon, and then he wrote a Kinyan into the Shtar, and therefore we're not sure that potentially he meant to say, I specifically don't want this Matana of Shimra to work based on my Amir Ba'alma, and I wanted to work with a Kinyan, and as we explained, Ein Shtar La'achemisa, and Ein Kinyan La'achemisa. However, in our case, we're talking about a scenario where Reuven specified that the reason why I'm actually adding these words is to be Miapes Kaychoy, and to add strength to my gift. And although generally a Shimra doesn't need a Kinyan, as Divrei Shimra is Kechsu V'chemesurin Dami, however, even so, I want you to be Kisvu Tznu Shtar Lepleini, and I want you to give him a Shtar Raya. Even if they didn't write and give the Shtar while Reuven was alive, we would do so La'achemisa in order for Shimon to be able to use the Shtar as a Shtar Raya. But certainly Reuven did not mean that the only way I want you to be Koina is only through a Kinyan that will happen La'achemisa. And therefore, Shmuel Paskins Hilchasa Kaisvim Venaisnin, and I in the last Rashbam and Amid, Bimiapes Kaycha Kidal Kamon, Vikinonimine, Moisva Matanta Da, Yit Loshin Liapes Kaychu, that since he stated that we made a Kinyan, Reuven specifically wrote that I want this Kinyan to be Miapes Kaychoy and to strengthen Shimon's ability to receive this gift. And as Rashbam states, Bahochinami Bitzaba Osai, Sha'oma Kisvu Tru, Pirish, Sheyichtvu Bishtahu, Yifu Kayach, the Kinyan, the Moisev Al Matanta, and Ayin Sham. In order to understand how this Kinyan is actually helping, if we know that Divri Shimra is Kechsu Menchimusurin Dami, and Ritva explains, Pirish, the Cholkai Gavna, Daitu Lusus Barmir, Bitakant Rabbanon, that although certainly in this case, Reuven meant to give it to Shimon only through the Amira of a Shimra, as Divri Shimra is Kechsu Menchimusurin Dami. El Shinotel Kinyan, Kosso of Lugalis Daite, Shinaisin Blave Shalom Kinyan, Shinaisin Liknes, Bimachilo Vishlichis, over Kamad Varm, Shain Tsuchin Kinyan, Shain Kinyan, Olechiach, Shaisin Blave Shalom, Kamisha Kosso of Rambam, Bilkoschi Matana. The reason why Reuven made this Kinyan is in order to show that he's giving this as Matana Gemura, and he's giving it Blave Shalom, Ayin Sham. And Lachira, it's a bit Tarach Bia, as Lachira, if Gemura is stating that the second case is talking about a scenario where Reuven specified that I'm doing so in order to be Miapas Kaychoy, so certainly Rav should not argue on Shmuel in this scenario. And how could it be that Rav would argue and state Shemali Gomalak Noise El Bishtav in Shtal Achemisa? Based on this question, the Shitu Mekabetzas brings down from the Rosh Inami Rav Ayir Bloy Yipu Kayach Umar Machado Bloy Pligi, that Inachinami would have to explain that Rav is talking about a scenario where Reuven didn't specifically state I'm doing so in order to be Miapa the Kayach of Shimon. Inachinami, if he would have done so, then certainly Rav would agree to Shmuel, and certainly Shmuel agrees to Rav in a case where he did not say that he's doing so in order to be Miapas Kaychai, and really there's no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in this last scenario. However, in the Rush's first teretz, the Rush actually states that in the second case of the Gemara, it could be that Rav is not arguing as to the scenario, and he agrees that the scenario is exactly as Shmuel stated. However, even so, Shmuel would not be Koina, as the Rush states, Rav Savar Afil Hachi Lekana, the Hachi Ka'amar, Afshtar Ni Reicha Shtichtu V'yichna B'ksiva, V'loi V'yafas Kaychai Neskavin Shichna B'leksiva, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues with another Shaila on Shmuel, as Yosef Rav Nachma Yitzchak Acheri de Rava, then Rav Nachma Yitzchak was sitting in back of Rava, but Yosef Rava Kamed Rav Nachman, and Rava was a Talmud of Rav Nachman, was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, Kaboy Mine, and Rava asked the following Shaila to Rav Nachman, that Miyam Shmuel Shemuel Gomelak Taisa El Bishtar Ve'in Shtar La'achemisa. Is it true that in the case where Reuven was a Shchimra, and not only did he say that I want to give Matana to Shimon, kinyan, but he also wrote in a shtar that made a kinyan, or he gave the matana bal peh, and he actually made a kinyan. Since Reuven did not have to make a kinyan, and he did so we have a svara that shem lo gomel haknesa el b'shtar vein shtar lachemiso, and therefore this gift would not be chal, and Shim would not even be coined this gift after Reuven dies. V'am Rabbi Huda m'shmuel, but we already learned that Rabbi Huda stated the name of Shmuel, and we already mentioned this memra in the Akdama of the Shir, and we saw this memra 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Aleph from a base, and in that memra it's brought down the name of Shmuel, and it's not brought down Am Rabbi Huda m'shmuel, but l'maisa Rabbi Huda stated the name of Shmuel, Shchim Rashi Kosov Kol Nechasa L'Achirim Afal Pisha Kanum Yadai Amad Chayza. And in the scenario where Reuven, who's a Shchimra, wrote over all his assets to Shimon, then even if a kinyan was made, then if Reuven gets better, the gift to Shimon would not be chal. And we continue on Daf Kuf Nun Beis on a Beis, and the reason is Biyadua Shloi Hayakinyan Al Machzus Hamisa, that is an umdara, that the only reason why Reuven would give away all of his assets to Shimon is only because he thought that he was going to die, and since Lamaisa Reuven didn't die, therefore the kinyan was never chal, and Shimon is not koina any of Reuven's assets. And Lamaisa we see that even though Reuven was a Shchimra and he didn't actually have to make a kinyan, and he did so, that even so we say that it was considered like a regular matnas Shchimra, and since he gave away all his assets, therefore the kinyan is not chal, and Shimon is not koina lachamisa. But it's also clear that if Reuven would have died, then Shimon would be koina. We wouldn't say that since Reuven made an unnecessary kinyan, therefore we should be choshish that Shimon legom lachnoisa el b'shtar bein shtar lachamisa, and l'chir it's a stira on the words of Shmuel. Gemara tells us that after Rabbi asked the shayla to his Rabbi Rab Nachman, that Rab Nachman showed him a symbol and a simon with his hand, and Rabbi kept quiet. Rashbam explains that either he explains that he showed him that I know the teretz, and he shouldn't be asking me this question, it's not shver. Inami Ramaz Lekein Yifukoyach, or he picked up his hand in the shape of a fist as a simon to show not only did Reuven make a kinyan, but Reuven also said that I'm doing so in order to strengthen Shimon's koyach. And it's as if Reuven is saying that although divrei shchimra is kechsuv chumisurin dami, and there is no need for any kinyan, but I'm adding a kinyan to strengthen this matna shchimra. And certainly, as it's muchach from the words of Rabbi Huda and Shmuel, and as Rashbam clearly states when he recaps our sugya on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Min Aleph, that certainly Reuven did not mean to be miyafe Shimon's koyach and to be akve atrei rechshei. And certainly, if Reuven gets better, the gift would not be chal. And as Shmuel stated, afal pi shekanu miyadai amad chayzer, the only time that this gift would be valid is only if Reuven died, and only at that point would Shimon be koina. And as Rashbam states, loymar, in order to say to bekmina lahu da amakana b'miyafes koychay, that was specifically talking about a scenario where not only did Reuven make a kinyan, but he also specifically stated that I'm doing so in order to strengthen the koyach of Shimon. And as the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak to Rava, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who was sitting in back of Rava, said to Rava, "My achvir lecha, that what is Rav Nachman showing you?" Amalei, and Rava, who understood his Rabbi, stated, Rav Nachman was telling us, but miyafes koychay, that the story was specifically a case where Reuven actually stated that I'm doing so in order to be miyafes the koyach of Shimon. And the Gemara asks, "Hechidam miyafes koychay?" And what is the scenario where Reuven actually stated that I'm being miyafes koychay? Amar Rav Chista, Reuven either wrote or he stated the kanina minei moisiv al matan tada, and this kinyan should add on strength to this matana, and not only should this matana work based on the din of matan shchimra, based on the klal of divrei shchimra kechsuvin chumisurin dami, but this also should work based on an actual kinyan that I'm making at this point. And the Gemara continues, pshito, that's pashtos, kasal lezeh, v'kasal lezeh, hainu d'chiyosra av dimi oma, daitiki m'vatalos daitiki, that in a case where Reuven actually wrote a shtar that I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, and then he wrote a second shtar, and he wrote, I want to give all my assets to Levi, and of course Reuven was a shchimra. L'maisa, since Reuven gave away all his assets, and therefore this was a standard matna shchimra, which is only chal la'achemisa, so the gift that Reuven gave to Shimon wasn't yet chal, and therefore Reuven could still be mevatel the gift that he gave to Shimon, and instead he could decide to give all his assets to Levi. And Rashbam explains that not only would this be true if Reuven actually wrote in a shtar that he's giving all his assets to Shimon, and then he wrote in a shtar that he's giving his assets to Levi, but certainly the same didn't would apply if Reuven said this verbally, and he said, I want to give all my assets to Shimon, and then afterwards he changed his mind, and he said, I want to give all my assets to Levi, that certainly Levi would be koina as daitiki mevatel as daitiki. And Rashbam explains that the lashon of daitiki is a lashon matna shchimra, damrina dotahei lemekam lehevi, and it's a play on words based on the lashon of dotahei lemekam lehevi, the divrei shchimra kechsuvin chumisurin dami. Before we continue, let's point out, as Rashbam also points out, that in this case, we're talking about a specific scenario where it was pasha to the Gemara, where it was kasal lezeh v'kasal lezeh, but Reuven didn't actually give over the shtar to Shimon. However, the Gemara now continues and tells us that if it would be a case where not only did Reuven write this in the shtar, but he actually gave it over to Shimon, and then he gave a similar shtar to Levi, then the din would be different. The actual halacha would be based on the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and as the Gemara continues, kasav ezikel azeh, that if Reuven wrote a shtar and he gave all of his assets to Shimon, and he actually was mezakeh the shtar to Shimon, and either he gave it to Shimon directly, or he was mezakeh the shtar to Shimon through a third party, and we know zochen la'adam shloi b'fanav. And as Rashbam states, kasav ezikel azeh, kasav kol nechasav Reuven. And as Rashbam continues, that this shtar wasn't used as a kinyan, but masleis a shtar l'rayis chusoi, that he wrote the shtar in order to be a raya for Shimon's chus, that he has a right to these assets. Then Reuven also wrote a similar shtar for Levi, and he wrote that I want to give all my assets to Levi. He delivered this shtar to Levi in order to be a raya that Levi should be kind of these assets after Reuven dies. The Gemara tells us Rav Amar Rishon Kana, the Rav says that Shimon is kind of, and Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana, and Shmuel says that Levi is kind of, and the Gemara explains Rav Amar Rishon Kana Harei Kamatnas Bari, that Rav holds that since Lamaisa Reuven did not have to write a shtar and he didn't have to give over the shtar to raya, as certainly we know the different Shchimra Kechsurin Chimisurin Dami, and by the fact that he did so, he must have done so in order to be Miapes Koichai. It's as if Reuven was saying to Shimon that I won't retract, I won't be Chayzer for my gift. Therefore, Reuven no longer has the ability to retract and give this gift to Levi. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel Amar. However, Shmuel says Sheni Kana, although Reuven wrote this in the shtar and he gave this over to Shimon, however, that doesn't change any facts and it still remains like a standard Matna Shchimra, and therefore Reuven could be Chayzer. And now that Reuven stated he wants to give his gift to Levi and he wrote that in the shtar, then Levi is Koino and Shimon is not Koino. And as the Gemara states, Harei Kamatna Shchimra, even though Reuven wrote the shtar, that doesn't show that Reuven wanted to add extra koyach to Shimon's gift. Reuven could still be chayzer and take away the gift from Shimon and give the gift to Levi. And as Rashbam states, Ushmul Amar Sheni Kana Kedim Matna Shchimra B'chol Nechasov She'im Ba Kinyin V'im Amar Chayzer V'Aminul El Kol Shim Amar Chayzer Chayzer Matnasai V'Hilkach Sheni Kana. And L'chiru, it would seem from the Rashbam that it's clear that no kinyin was actually made. And L'chiru L'fi Zeh, it would come out that although L'fi Rav, if Reuven decided to retract and renege on his gift to Shimon and give it to Levi, then Levi would be koina. However, this kinyan would only be chal achamisa, and if Reuven would get better, Levi would not be koina, as no actual kinyan was made, and it was only a shtar raya that was given to Levi. The Gemara continues, v'aflig b'chadu zimna, b'matna shchimra shekasa b'kinyan. Now, l'chayu, why do we have to have the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel in our scenario if we already saw the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in the case where it was matna shchimra, where Reuven also wrote a kinyan, or Reuven actually performed the kinyan suda? And as Rashbam states, v'aflig b'chadu zimna, l'el b'matna shchimra shekasa b'kinyan, Rav Omar akra v'atrei rikshi, u'shmuel Omar that shem olay gomel aknoisa el b'shtar, the sover of that fila atzmi nami loy kono, the ini yoch lachzabai, hilka chacha rishinami kono, and therefore the chayrit is din of Rav is pashut, and the din of Shmuel is also pashut. And the Gemara continues that tzricha, that we need both of these machleksim, as the eat ma'baha, as if we would say the machlek is between Rav and Shmuel in the previous case, where Reuven actually made a kinyan. Not only did he say that I'm giving a matana to Reuven, but he also made a kinyan, so baha kama Rav, so maybe we would say that it's only in that scenario that Rav says that akve atrei rikshe, even if Reuven gets better, Reuven cannot be chayzer. Shum de konumene, as l'maisa Reuven made a kinyan, and Reuven made a kinyan suda for Shimon, and therefore certainly Shim was koina, and certainly by making this kinyan, Reuven meant to be miafes koichai, and to make the strength of Shimon to be stronger. However, avol b'had like konumene, eim amoydele l'shmuel, but in our case, where no kinyan was made, and it was only a shtar raya, so that maybe that is not considered enough of a yipu koyach, and maybe he would be made to Shmuel, that this would be a regular case of a matna shchimra. Reuven could decide that instead of the gift going to Shimon, that he wants his gift to go to Levi. And the Gemara continues, and if the Gemara would only bring the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in our case, then we may say that potentially Shmuel was only chaylik and Rav in a case where no kinyan was actually performed, and he only wrote a shtar raya, and therefore Shmuel stated that it's considered a matna shchimra. Therefore, Reuven could still be chayzer and take the gift away from Shimon and give it to Levi. However, in the original case where Reuven actually made a kinyan, then potentially over there Shmuel would agree to Reuven that akve atrei rikshe, and by making a kinyan, he was trying to strengthen the gift that he gave to Shimon. And even if Reuven would get better, Shimon would still be kind of the gift, as Shimon was kind of while Reuven was still alive. As by the fact that Reuven also made a kinyan, even though he didn't have to, so it must be that Reuven was trying to give an extra koyach to Shimon, and he was trying to be makin this gift to Shimon not only as a matnas chimra, but also as a matnas bari, and therefore Shimon would still be koina, even if Reuven gets better. And the Gemara states, Tzricha, and therefore we need both of these scenarios, and both of the cases where we have machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Gemara continues, and the Rashbam explains that the next Gemara is going back on the previous Gemara that we just had, where we had a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in the scenario of Kasav Ezekiel Zeh and Kasav Ezekiel Zeh, where Rav Amar Rishon Kana uShmuel Amar Sheni Kana. The Gemara now states Besura Masna Hachi, and in Surah we brought down machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in the case of Kasav Ezekiel Zeh, because of Ezekiel Zeh. However, Pumbedisa Masna Hachi, then in Pumbedisa they learned this question in the following manner, as the Gemara states, Amar Biyami Ba'aba Shocholayim Be Rav LeShmuel. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba taught us that after Rav was nifta, they sent the following shayla to Shmuel: Is Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Shchimra Shekasa Kol Nechasa L'Achirim V'Konam Yadoi Mahu? And let's say Reuven was a Shchimra and he wrote over that I'm giving all my assets to Shimon. Not only did they write it in a shtar, but they also made a kinyan. So what would be the halacha? And as Rashbam explains that over here there were actually three things that were done. That first of all, the Shchimra said that I'm going to give this gift to Shimon. Number two, he wrote in a shtar and he was mezakeh that shtar to Shimon. Number three, they also made a kinyan, and over here where they did so many things, so potentially over here we would say that this is better than any of the previous cases that we previously mentioned. And certainly even Shmuel should agree that we would not say Shemalei Gomel HaKnoisa Ela Bishtar. Certainly Shmuel should agree to Rav that in this case he was doing so in order to be Yafa the Koyach of Shimon. It was Akarvei Atrei Rikshi, and the Gemara states that Shalach Lhu, that Shmuel sent back to them Inach HaKinyan Klum, that Inach HaNami correct, that in this case Amoida, since Reuven went out of his way, and not only did he say that I'm giving this matana to Shimon, but he also wrote in a shtar, and he was mezakeh that shtar to Shimon, and he also made a kinyan. So by adding on all these belts and suspenders, therefore, even if Reuven did not say v'kinyanim minei moisiv al matan tada, that even so Shimon would be koina. Number one, even if Reuven would get better, then Shimon was still koina, and even if Reuven wanted to be chayza and wanted to now give the matana to Levi, Reuven could not do so. And as Rashbam states, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amid, but Padisa Masnu Shochum Be Rav Shmuel, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Kasav Ezekiel Rishon V'Konum Yadin Mai Shoch Lahu Kivin Shezichloi V'Konum Nei Kana Ve'In Yochel Achsub Matnosei V'Kolshkin LaKnaisa La'acha Ve'In Oyim B'Zeh Shem Olay Gomel LaKnaisa El Bishtar Da Zichloi V'Konum Nei Kivin Nekulei Hai Ovid Loi Havei El Yapis Koichoi V'Kana Ayin Shom. Although we just explained that Shmuel is stating that Ein Acha Kinyan Klum, and therefore not only would Reuven not be able to give this gift to Levi, as it's already considered a full-fledged gift to Shimon, but even if Reuven gets better, that is considered a matnas bari, and therefore Shimon was koino already, and Reuven would not be able to retract and renege on his gift. We wouldn't say this is umdana, that Reuven only gave this gift based on the fact that he was about to die, since he gave away all his assets. However, the Gemara continues that kufnun gemara malav, and the Gemara has a hamina that maybe this is not true, and the Gemara states that we thought that even though Shmuel stated that in acha kinyan klum, but that just means that Reuven cannot go and retract the gift that he gave to Shimon and instead give it to Levi. Whether possibly in a case where Reuven gets better, then possibly we should still say that Reuven meant to only give this gift to Shimon if Reuven died, but if Reuven got better, then certainly he did not mean to give all his assets away to Shimon. However, the Gemara states, Amru Rav Chista ki asar Rav Huna mikufri Pesha, he explained, Bein la'asbay bein la'achirim, when Shmuel stated, Ein la'acha kinyan klum, then not only is this din relevant in a case where Reuven wants to be chayzer and take the matan away from Shimon and give it to Levi, but even in a case where Reuven gets better, Shimon was already koina, as it's considered a matnas bari. Therefore, Shimon has a right to these assets, even if Reuven gets better. And Rashbam explains, Amru Rav Chista bein la'acha bein la'atzmoi v'loy damil Rav Yehuda Mishmuel dami b'du ashloy akinyan ala machmas misa. And although we previously saw Rav Yehuda stating in Mishmuel that b'du ashloy akinyan ala machmas misa, and therefore, if Reuven got better, the gift to Shimon was not chal. However, there's a difference between our case and that case. The chasam kasav akonu, as over there were only two things that were done. Reuven only said, or he wrote, I'm giving this gift to Shimon, and they also made a kinyan suda, or they wrote in the shtar that there was a kinyan. Aval hacha kasav ezikav akonu, but over here there was additional belts and suspenders, and not only did he say it or write it, but he was also mezakeh that shtar to Shimon, and he was also koina. Certainly the kol kach vadei liyafes es koichai, and certainly Shmuel agrees to Rav that in this case, certainly Reuven meant to be miyapes koichai, to be akrei atrei rikshi. Therefore, it's considered a full-fledged matnas bari, and even if Reuven gets better, Shimon was already koina. The Gemara continues with a similar story, Hahu de Konumene, that there was a story that Reuven was a shchimra, and Reuven wrote, I want to give all my assets to Shimon, and he was mezakeh that shtar to Shimon, and he also made a kinyan suda. Lemaisa Reuven got better, and he wanted to retract on his gift, and also kamed Rav Huna, and he came in front of Rav Huna to ask him what the halach is, and Omer Rav Huna stated, my avilucha, what can I do for you? The le'aklis kidmaknu inshi, the lemaisa you weren't makna this gift as a matna shchimra, as you weren't makna in the standard way of a shchimra. The standard matna shchimra is based on amir ba'alma as divrei shchimra k'chesu v'chumisurin dami. Even according to Shmuel, there's a potential that you could retract if you were kaisim maknin, and even though we pass like Shmuel, however, certainly in our case, when not only did you write it, but you also mezakra the shtar to Shimon, and you also made a kinyan. So once you had all these belts and suspenders, then as we just stated, that even Shmuel agrees that it is considered like a matnas bari, and you miafra the koyach of Shimon, and therefore Shimon was koyna, and even though you got better, Shimon already acquired this gift, and you can't be chayzer. Before we finish, let us see the Rashbam, 12 lines from where it gets smaller. Rashbam gives a recap of our sugya, and Rashbam states, v'hasha shaminon, alamili da'om Shmuel, b'shmaitzin nekaimel and kavasa bedini. We saw four dinim that Shmuel taught us, and we passed them like Shmuel bedini. Number one, matna shchimra, b'dloi shaya, sheyesh b'kinyin, b'lei zich lo yis hashtar, lo yudana ma'i idim ba, b'lei kona mekal matana, afilu mes ha'noisin, t'shem lo gom lakdoisa el b'shtar, v'in shtar lachamisa. That is specifically in a case, Reuven didn't only state, I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, but he also made a kinyin, or he wrote in the shtar that it was a kinyin. However, number two, avlam yafas keichoi, b'ksivis hashtar, ibit tzavor, de kosobo, v'kinyon minei, moisiv amatan tado, kona mekal matana, shabazeli nama, lo gom lakdoisa el b'shtar. Certainly, as the Gemara pointed out, on Afkuf Nun Beis and Beis, that if Reuven actually stated that I'm doing this in order to be miyafa the koyach of Shimon, certainly it would be considered a matnas shchimra, and therefore Shimon would be koyna after Reuven dies. However, as Rashbam points out, v'hu shemes ha'noisin, but this is specifically in the case Reuven dies, avalim amad chayza, but certainly Shmuel doesn't hold that in that case it becomes like a matnas bari, and therefore if Reuven would get better, Reuven could still be chayza to be duah shloih ha'kinyan or machbis misa, and even though Reuven made a kinyan, however, l'maisa, this matana is only chal la'achamisa, and Rashbam points out that we saw this halacha when we spoke about the din of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the kinyan b'miyafas keichai, which we saw at the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph and the top of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we also saw this in the case of Shchimra she'amah kisvu tnu manal pleini umes that kaisvu neisim la'achamisa could kinyan l'shmuel b'miyafas keichai, which we saw on Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Rashbam continues, and number three, v'im kasa v'zicha shtal l'masur l'zeh l'raya v'kasa v'zicha l'zeh hasheni kana d'hada b'mirishayin v'hu shemes v'im amud chayza. This was the version that Sura brought as to the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. L'maisa Shmuel held that in this case it's considered a regular scenario of a standard matna shchimra that Shimon is only koyna la'achamisa, and therefore Reuven could still be chayza and could retract the gift to Shimon and give it to Levi. Finally, im kasa v'zicha v'hikna ka'am Shmuel the kana kama l'gamri bein la'atzma bein la'acha v'im amad ein chayza, as since he used all these belts and suspenders, and not only did he say that I'm giving this matana to Shimon, but he also wrote a shtar and he was mezakeh to Shimon, and he also made a kinyan, so in that case, certainly, it's considered like a matnas bari, and it's akaveh atrei rikshe, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.